This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So did you guys hear about this case? A 23-year-old man, Tyler Chase, who lived in Oregon. Apparently, authorities told his family that he died. That he died of a drug overdose. He was cremated, mourned by his family, only for the family to later on find out that he's still alive. Apparently, Daily Mail is reporting that this was a, quote, medical office mix-up. Okay, being a part of the medical community, what the hell? What? How? Tyler Chase, 23 years old, from Portland, was declared dead from a drug overdose on September 11th by the Multnomah County Medical Examiner, unless that's county. His family was informed, death certificate was issued, and they were told that his body was cremated on October 1. So what they did was, now I don't know if they got to see him before the cremation. It doesn't sound like it. So the ashes were given to them in an urn, and I guess they kept it. 3 months later, on December 19th, the medical examiner's office contacted the family saying, "No, Chase is fine. He's still alive." Now, a lot of questions as to, you know, did the family not contact them? Did the family not have, does Chase not have social media? What, you know, anyway, Chase's cousin, Latasha Rosales, said, "I just lost it." She said, "It was so hard to believe how something like this could ever happen. It makes no sense to me." Chase had not had contact with his family for several years, was living in a recovery program after struggling with substance abuse issues and becoming homeless. So the family, obviously, you know, were shocked and devastated, but based on that, they probably thought, well, it could happen. His food assistance benefits were cut off. So when he apparently found out that he couldn't get benefits, he looked into it. He said, "I go to DHS and they asked me to enter my Social Security and everything." And they were like, "All right, we'll see if we can help you fix this." And then they said, "Oh, can we see your ID?" They looked confused, and they said, "Right here, it says you're dead." So he was unable to find his family to contact them, had no idea that they were told. He thought this was just some computer mix-up. Just like when I went to vote at the primary, and they said, "Sorry, you asked us to purge you from the system." I'm like, "No, I didn't. Where'd you get that?" No, I might have at one time asked that my personal address not be public records, but I never asked anybody to purge every single voting record or any record at all. So, you know, who would think that other people would be involved? But he's out of touch with his family, so, which is an argument for always kind of every now and then just tell the family or give them a wave going, "Hey guys, I'm still here. I'm still alive." So what they think might have been happened is the wallet was stolen from the recovery center. And so somebody might have used his ID, ended up dying, so they thought that was him. The medical examiner's office, actually, they said they found a paper ID that was smudged, and they, I guess, so it might have even been manipulated. I don't know. But the medical examiner's office has apologized for the mistake, say we deeply regret that the misidentification happened. The misidentification occurred because the deceased person was carrying Mr. Tyler Chase's wallet and his official temporary Oregon driver's license. And they couldn't tell. So when somebody, and when a body is found, and sadly, our narcotic overdose epidemic is continuing to grow, despite everybody having blamed doctors and limiting patients' ability to get pain control. But you know, they're still doing that. Still, doctors are being, you know, very, very thoroughly vetted and trained to be very, you know, gingerly when it comes to narcotics. The narcotic epidemic is still exploding. And so when a person dies and a body is found, the county medical's office tries to identify the body, make a cause of death determination. They use fingerprints, ID, any sort of tattoos, dental records, and then the family gets notified. So not sure what exactly happened here, because, you know, if the fingerprints didn't match, and most of us do still have fingerprints somehow. Like when I applied for a teaching job, they got my fingerprints. So that happens, obviously. So there are fingerprint records. But the one thing I have told you guys, which I think I really stand behind and we need to double down on, is double check everything. We take for granted that computers are managing everything, that we everything's under control, our balances, our bank balances are fine. No, it's not. There are mistakes happening all the time. I heard that there was a patient who was given eardrops instead of eye drops and put the eardrops into their eye. Don't just trust everything. Double check. Things are being done half-assed all the time. Your receipts. You know how I told you guys, double check your receipts. Sometimes it could be purposely. You know, that percentage they say for tip could be wrong. I usually don't mind. And I mean, because I already, you know, it's very easy for me to calculate 20%. So I just do that. And I don't really care what they suggest, because I always, you aren't supposed to tip on tax, but I do, just so I'm a little over and I know they got a decent tip. But we're being told that those calculations are wrong, that there's extra fees. That what is that saying? I'd rather ask for forgiveness than ask for permission and be denied. So, you know, I don't know why that charge was on there. Oops, my bad. But, I mean, look at how something as crucial as a body and a human being. But, unfortunately, these things happen when people aren't aware. If there's a family member that is off the grid because they have substance abuse and, you know, so just double check everything. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
On the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, our producer. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter or X at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so many of you did not get a good night's sleep because you got up in the middle of the night. And once you got up in the middle of the night, you couldn't fall back asleep. We've talked about insomnia. We've talked about how to fall asleep, the little tricks you could do to fall asleep, lowering the room temperature to 68 degrees, blackout curtains, separate beds if you have a partner who snores, get rid of the pets in the bedroom, although mine, don't they cuddle up because they're so cold right now. So I got cat tushy in my face and dog paws up my nose. So, but there are things you could do to relax and fall asleep at night, avoiding alcohol, avoiding screen time. But the problem many people actually have is they could fall asleep. It just they get up at 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, 4 in the morning, and then they're done. Can't fall back asleep. So what do we do about that? How do you fall back asleep and how do you prevent that? So the key to being able to sleep through the night is to be able to stay asleep. Now, the average person may have to pee. In fact, I was at a drug rep dinner where a urologist was speaking, and they said that the average person gets up twice a night to pee. Twice a night's a lot. That means you have two events that could force you to stay up. Now, I'm fortunate. If I had to get up to pee, I could pee and I could fall back asleep. But some nights I can't. I had a nightmare the other night. And when I woke up, I'm like, oh, boy, I don't want to go back to sleep. I'm like, I think I'm going to pass on the sleep. Okay? That was a little scary. So there's a few things we need to do. If you want to combat the middle of the night waking up, we need to prevent you from waking up in the middle of the night. All right, so how do you prevent getting up to pee? Well, it depends on why you're peeing. So if you're peeing because you drank a lot of water and you had a lot of fluids, or you had a high salt meal, so then you retained fluids and you have to get up and pee, well, then you know, maybe limit your fluid intake and empty your bladder before you go to bed. If you have an enlarged prostate or prostate issues, get your prostate addressed. Okay, there are lots of things now to help reduce the size of prostates and treat prostate issues. If you have a leaky bladder or incontinence or urge incontinence, where once you start to hit a certain volume, you need to dump, there's medications for that. So if there's urinary issues, get that addressed. If you're getting up in the middle of the night to pee because you have diabetes, when you start controlling your blood sugars, that starts to improve. Many individuals will improve their nocturia or getting up at night to pee when they can minimize their blood sugar issues. I've told some pre-diabetics to maybe use metformin, glucophage. I noticed that that seemed to help them not get up in the middle of the night to pee because apparently they did have elevated blood sugar. Your urinating is because if it's diabetic related, it's because your body doesn't want the sugar and your body's actually working pretty smartly. You have sugar in the blood, gets filtered out in the kidneys, and the kidney dumps it. So if you're consuming too much sugar, you might pee more. Alcohol may make you pee later at night. So that's something to look at. If you don't usually have to pee in the middle of the night and now you do, that also could be an infection. So if you have a urinary tract infection, again, your bladder wants to get rid of it. So it's going to be like, get up and pee. So make sure somebody's looking at that. Another thing that could be happening is you could be having sleep apnea, where you're falling asleep, you're sleeping, and then all of a sudden you cut, your oxygen starts to drop. Well, your body always wants to keep you alive. So your body may wake you up on purpose. Go wake up. Your oxygen's dropping. Don't fall back asleep. So whenever I hear that somebody who doesn't have diabetes, doesn't have urinary issues, keeps waking up in the middle of the night, it could be sleep apnea. So if you address a sleep apnea, that could be addressed. But what if you have none of that? And you wake up, you have a bad dream, like I did, and you're like, now what? Your epinephrine is going. For me, I notice I need to get out of the bed. Because I could very easily at 2 in the morning look at my clock, then go, okay, I'll fall back asleep. Then it's 2:30, then it's 3, then it's 4:15, and I'm lying in bed. And then I get anxious about that because I'm like, I just lost 2.5 hours of my life just lying in bed. I could have worked. I could have done something. So, you know, there's a few things you could do. One thing that I do that has helped is I get out of bed, and then I go and I take a hot shower. I mean, if I feel like I'm riled up from a dream or something, I'll take a hot shower, it'll relax my muscles, and then I'll fall back a bit. I'll fall back asleep. Another thing I do is because the dog or cat may be on my pillow with, again, their tushy in my face, I remove the tushy. I will try to do it quietly so I don't wake up Corey, but I like, will you move tushy? Get your tushy on the pillow now! And then I do that. Move tushy! And then I move. I might re-pivot them because the dog will fart in the middle of the night, and that is, you know. So move things around. Make sure your bed is comfortable. I also have a down comforter that gets cold. It can keep you warm, but it can also cool you off. And so I don't really get hot flashes or anything like that anymore. But I notice if I'm hot or warm, because Corey can give off a lot of heat when he sleeps, as well as the dog and the cat, that I can't fall asleep, so I need to be cold. So sometimes what I'll do is I'll actually go outside to the backyard, get cold, come back, jump into bed, and get all snuggly. And that can sometimes help. Do not get out of bed and then go on your computer. The screen can totally affect. That's what a lot of people do. Like, well, you know what? If I'm up, might as well check my email. Might as well check my Instagram. Don't do that. Now, I have been able to fall asleep when I woke up in the middle of the night going, ooh, I forgot to send that message. Or I forgot to give GCN my shows because I'm going to be off the next day. Well, then I'm not going to go to sleep because I'm going to be panicking about that. Have you ever done that where you're lying in bed going, don't forget this. Now, don't forget this. You're going to go to sleep, but you better remember in the morning, I'd rather you just get up and do it or write yourself a sticky note. Do not get up and eat. I don't think eating works. However, if you're having dry throat, if you're having a headache, if you're feeling dehydrated, drink some water. I always have water near my bed. I think that's absolutely fine. Mind you, water could increase your reflux if you have that, but you might be waking up because you're dehydrated, especially since you're peeing. So it's not easy. It's a lot of people suffer from insomnia, but it's not the insomnia where you can't fall asleep, but you can't stay asleep. And so always get a medical provider involved. You have got to make sure there's not something more serious going on. Sadly, our bladders and our prostates are big culprits. And mind you, if you do eliminate distractions, noise, like let's say you live on a street that's a busy street. So I live in Southern Nevada. So there's traffic, not traffic like L.A. traffic, but there are cars driving all the time because people have shift work. So if you live by a street, maybe have background noise, have a fan going on. My husband has his little fan that he uses to block out sound. Now, we don't always want to do that because sometimes we want to hear if something's, you know, going on or whatever. But sometimes the background sound really helps. Sometimes music. You know, you might need a song in your head. And so then have that. But have your go-to and figure out what your go-to is. And then hopefully you'll be able to fall asleep. You know, and another thing that helps is to try to eliminate the stress of if you don't get a good night's sleep. One thing that happens to me is I'm like, I got a show, I got patients, I got a meeting, I have lunch, I have a event, I have got to get my 7 hours in, and then you start counting the clock, going, well, I'll get 4 hours now, or I'll get 3 hours now. You know, try to figure out if you did have an issue, do you have an out? Can you take a longer lunch and then maybe make up the hours later so you can get a little bit of shut-eye? I think we also should train ourselves to take smaller naps. If I go and take a nap, I could be asleep for 2-3 hours. But I've taken shorter naps, and I've been just as refreshed. Because for those people who say, look, if I don't get a good night's sleep, I'm screwed the next day, and I won't be able to work all the way till the evening. Not a problem. You can expand lunch, work something out with your boss, and then try to take a small cat nap. So, you know, there's a lot of other things that could be done, but definitely talk to your medical provider to figure out the why. And then when it does happen to you, learn what will help put you back to sleep. 1-877-LA.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer, and his recent hospitalization was the result of complications from surgery to treat and cure it. High winds continuing to batter parts of the U.S., especially along the East Coast throughout today. The National Weather Service also still has flooding and coastal flooding alerts posted mainly along Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Massachusetts. Donald Trump says a president must be allowed full immunity, even when challenging elections. And he says the charges being brought against him in the federal elections case amount to a political prosecution. Trump's attorney is arguing their client's efforts in the post-election period fell within his official presidential responsibilities. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am waiting for my apology. I am waiting for the powers that be to apologize to me. Because when they said there's a 6-foot rule, and if you stand 6 feet away from somebody, you won't get COVID. And all these businesses had to put stickers on the ground, separate everybody by 6 feet. People yelled at each other. And I was at a fast food restaurant, and it was crowded. And somebody yelled at me because I was 5 feet away from them. And when I said, guys, the 6-foot rule, I don't think it's going to necessarily, do as much as they're saying it's doing. I mean, if there's a respiratory virus the air conditioning could blow it across a room. I don't think 6 feet is enough, and it's even justified. Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just, anti-this and anti-this. You're just echoing what Trump says. And I know I'm not echoing. And I'm being a doctor, and I'm trying to stop the ludicrousy. When the lab leak happened, and I suspect it was a lab leak because China had leaked SARS, Singapore had ruled that the SARS outbreak from 2002 was a lab leak, and then some people died a year later in China as well from a lab leak of SARS. When this happened, I'm like, yeah, probably, we have to entertain the fact that this could be another lab leak. I never said it was maliciously worked on. I read you some of the studies that said there were some genetic fingerprints that looked suspicious, but all I kind of doubled down on is I wouldn't be surprised if this was another leak, not China's first rodeo. That's a conspiracy theory. That's a conspiracy. You're anti this, you're this. And I'm like, guys, this is just some common sense. If China's been known to leak viruses such as SARS before, and there's slipshod protocols, then why wouldn't we also entertain that as a possibility too? That's what we do in science. When I said masks may not necessarily protect you when they're used, sitting in your car or pockets, wet, not N95 respirator masks, and people are getting shot and killed, like that convenience store worker when he told somebody, I'm sorry, you can't come in here without a mask, so the guy goes back to his car, comes back and shoots him and kills him. When I said that was ridiculous, oh my gosh, misinformation. Okay, well, where's my apologies? I think I do want an apology. For me to have to defend proper medicine and be accused of misinformation when everything I said was scientifically sound, and now even Fauci said the 6-foot rule was not based on scientific data. I think I do want an apology. Not so much to me, but to everybody who threw that term around, misinformation, and tried to get doctors in trouble when the doctors were right. And the reason why, I could forgive. But the reason why I want there to be some action where there is an apology and guys, looks like the misinformation was on our side, saying if you get the COVID vaccine, you'll never get COVID or you won't transmit COVID. That was our bad. That was misinformation. I think the reason why I want that groveling sort of apology is because I don't want them to do it again. I don't want them to come up with mandates that 4'9", 100-pound females who are 9 months pregnant have to enforce when people walk in not wearing a bandana on their face. I don't want to see convenience store clerks get shot. I don't want to see security guards, like we saw at the dollar store, the 99-cent store, get stabbed because of a fight over a mask. When are public officials going to say we're wrong? When is somebody going to finally hold China responsible for their role in this, if there was a role? When is the World Health Organization going to be reevaluated for their oversight? Look, I don't want people punished or spanked. I just want to prevent this debacle in the future. Now, Dr. Anthony Fauci, being reported by Mail Online, did admit that the lab leak COVID origin theory was credible. Thank you. 4 years too late, but thank you. During his grilling by Congress the second day, he did confess that the lab leak, where COVID could have been engineered and accidentally released, and even if it wasn't engineered, even if just, whenever you hold a virus in a non-natural environment, it could mutate. people hold viruses and hold, you know, we have smallpox in labs, chickenpox, we have you know, anthrax, we have things in labs. But the lab leak theory didn't always include that it was messed with and tinkered with, even though there has been a lot of things pointing to there being manipulation of it. Just the fact that it could have been leaked from a lab, and they said no. And we had to be talking about bats and bat soup and all sorts of other BS. And then China said it was coming from Italy. I mean, it was a debacle. And this should have been very easily figured. In this day and age, we could figure it out, people. You know, if we could find Tom Brady's stolen jersey after Super Bowl a few years back in another country 2 days later, we could figure out where this virus came from. Come on. You telling me you can't with all the genotyping we do? So Dr. Fauci back in 2020 discounted the theory. He now says, nope, it is credible, especially since the Department of Energy and I think, was it the CIA, said there was credibility to it. So any physician, and there was one in Maine who got her license suspended. Well, she also, I think, prescribed ivermectin and other things, but still, you know, she had to get psychiatric testing for bringing up on Twitter why CDC isn't looking at natural immunity. I think anybody that got vilified for not going with the narrative that was possibly false needs one hell of an apology. Just like anybody who was fired for the vaccine mandate should be given back pay and rehired immediately. Dr. Fauci also apparently flip-flopped on his views of President Donald Trump's 2020 orders to restrict incoming travelers from China. He told Congress that he did support the ban, even though he publicly criticized it in 2020. So when this happened and we knew that there was this deadly virus coming from China, President Trump had reduced immigration or travel from China. And then people call that xenophobia, they're causing racism. But if people were dying and we couldn't get a grip on what was happening, Ellis Island did that. I mean, you isolate, you quarantine. Or we could have, if people were coming, asked them to do the quarantine for public health reasons. And so, you know, Fauci told the committee that scientific data was not the driver of the blanket six-foot distance recommendation to reduce the spread of the virus. He also said that vaccine mandates likely reinforced a general sense of distrust in the government, with more and more people questioning his motives. So we don't know why Fauci, there was his role with the mandates. But as I said yesterday, he was supposed to be the one to save us. He was supposed to be the man, the doctor in charge, the one with reason. And he failed us miserably. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I woke up to there being some drama on Capitol Hill. Apparently Hunter Biden decided to show up to Congress today, even though he didn't want to be subpoenaed, and he actually did show up, but he spoke outside. I don't know what the hell's going on with Hunter Biden. People have asked me, what is his diagnosis? I don't know, and I don't want to diagnose him. I think that's just between him and his medical provider. But I got to tell you, it's he definitely has an interesting profile. And I don't, I mean, I joked around how, you know, maybe he went back to Congress because he left a little baggy there, too. I don't know. I don't know, but it's sad. See, when I see Hunter Biden, I know a lot of people make jokes and there's memes, I feel bad for the guy. I mean, he has, you know, he's not, I mean, how easy must it be having your father, the current president with one of the lowest popularity ratings out there, and, you know, his legacy now in question because of possibly your business dealings. I mean, I worry about Hunter Biden and suicidality. And I get a little nervous, and I'm not saying he's going to commit suicide, but I worry when you have somebody that has kind of this sort of pattern of one high-risk behavior, as we saw with the drugs and the prostitutes and the pictures, the I don't give a damn attitude where, all right, this is me naked, the ups and downs in terms of business dealings and money and income and not necessarily holding a steady job and having a steady career can put one at high risk because they drop in money or they lose something or they, you know, run to the risk of fraud and going to jail. You know, and then, you know, going through what he went through with his family, brother dying, mom dying. You know, I mean, obviously not easy. But then the weird behavior. Such as, you know, I'm not going to follow the subpoena, but I'm going to be here and make a speech on Capitol Hill. Then there's a hearing, and I'm going to show up and sit in the audience, and then I'm going to leave. And he's 53 years old, and I do worry. I don't know how much support he's getting from his family. Allegedly, there's a daughter. I mean, he's had relationships, but they're estranged, and he's got a daughter that... It's questionable what relationship they have. I don't know how close he and his dad are. If his dad can even comprehend what's going on. And so he was there for about 17 minutes when Marjorie Taylor Greene started to speak and started to question him over business deals. He walks out. And, you know, I was really kind of surprised he was there. I mean, if he wasn't in the witness chair or sitting, you know, I don't understand why he showed up. I understand why he left. You know, if you're going to be grilled on things and you can't have your attorney say, I object because you're sitting in the audience, I get why they left. But why was he there? Oh, and then, you know, and of course, there's a lot of concerns of his, you know, putting father on the speakerphone when he was speaking with Business Pals. How could Joe Biden not be involved if he had to be on the call? And, you know, obviously there are, there's a lot of concern over the abuse of power. And we as Americans have a system in place to avoid us having the monarchies, the fascism, the communism, the other sorts of government options out there that allow a lot of corruption. We as America want to have the least corrupt government. And no corruption at all. So when there is suggestions and multiple reports of evidence to that fact, we do have a duty to Americans to figure that out. By the time we do figure it out, of course, Biden will be out of office. But, you know, this is a mess. And, you know, I understand a lot of people may abuse drugs, especially those wealthy, not really having a lot of goals. They may party it up. They have extra money to spend. So they go and have fun. And once you start drugs, it's very easy to continue them. But I am really worried about Hunter's personal health. He's losing his hair pretty quickly. That's a sign of heart disease. Sign of, you know, stress. And this sort of behavior, I just don't understand. And it is making a mockery of the system we have in place to defy a subpoena requiring him to sit for a closed-door deposition and then showing up anyway to make a speech. And then I think there was a documentary that was released. I didn't watch it, about his drug use and, you know, and I guess, you know, it was, he is currently filming a top-secret documentary to kind of set the record straight about his addiction to crack and financial woes. And, you know, there's a lot of attention on him, which I don't think is going to help his personal health. But I don't think this helps. I mean, you know, America right now is very vulnerable. And you bet Xi Jinping and those running China are just salivating with what's happening in our neck of the woods. And Putin. And the Middle East. And our leadership is lacking. We look like we have a president that doesn't know what's going on. How could the White House say they had no idea that their defense secretary was in the ICU or was struggling with cancer? I mean, it's not a good look. Now, people ask, why is Trump leading the polls? Why is Trump doing so well with everything going on? And I go, I think one of the, you know, people worry about the economy. But, you know, some of the biggest things people are worried about is our border, our national security, and our foreign policy. And how we might look weak. And those who support Trump feel that he will deter Putin, deter China, and that these countries might not want to mess with us. And that we are on watch. And, you know, the Biden administration could do that if they wanted to, but they're not. When we have pictures of cartel members coming across our border with weapons and trafficked victims, and the fentanyl deaths rising, we have all this evidence. It is very easy to say that's it. Nope. You know, they're blaming Republicans on funding, but you could very easily say, you know, because right now the rules are, all right, if they come in, you process them and then you release them into America. It's very easy to say, sorry, no, we can't take anymore. There's no place to put you. You'll be homeless. You'll die. You'll get sick. We want to make sure you have a safer place. Go back to Mexico or go back to the country from which you came temporarily until we could absorb the tens of thousands or millions that have come across over the past few years that we haven't been able to, you know, triage resources for. And it looks like that our government is, you know, not sleeping on the job, but purposefully letting this happen. I don't understand. We have American hostages in Gaza. Get those hostages back. Tell Iran. Tell Hamas. Tell Hezbollah, you're going to bring the rain if you don't let Israel get those hostages back. But we look weak right now. And Hunter Biden doesn't help. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.